take another day, take another prayer and say Recovery 101, and say Recovery 101. Take another prayer today, take another seat at the meeting, Recovery 101. In a meeting, Recovery 101, sober living with Recovery 101. Sober time here at the Recovery 101 podcast, as always with Bruce and Shelley and Mark, the solution, yeah, Recovery 101, yeah.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Phil for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Now remember, folks, you've heard some of the jingles. If you think you can do better, go ahead and send them in to recovery_101@hotmail.com. It needs to be 30 to 60 seconds. Say Recovery 101 in it.
And as you've heard on one of the jingles, you don't have to have backup music. You can do a cappella.
You can do a cappella. Who did a cappella?
Bill.
Oh, yes, he did.
It just was so musical.
He had something going in the background.
I don't think so.
All right.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMMDRALBAFNA.
Simon Cowell.
No, we don't speak for Simon Cowell. Okay. I know, you know what? I noticed we don't speak that well for ourselves. Wait a second.
Yeah.
My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Yeah, welcome to Recovery 101. I noticed what you were talking about. I played some of the auditions for the X Factor US.
Uh-huh.
As a general rule, most of them were not only good but really good. Like,
yeah.
I could see some of these people already. There was this black gal was like 42 years old, a house mother who just
wasn't she something?
Belted one.
Oh, she was great.
And then there was the kid who was like the, the kid. What was his name? Chris Renee. Chris Renee, he's got 70 days sober. He had just got out of rehab, and
yeah.
He did an original song. It was pretty good. And Simon Cowell looked at him and said, it's really amazing sometimes when you can look at someone and go, that guy's going to be a star. And I'm like, this, and Simon said, we're going to put you through, but you better stay on the right track because,
yeah.
You get loaded,
yeah.
You're out of here.
We have a deal, right?
Yeah, we got a deal.
Yeah.
Shelley has no idea what we're talking about.
And I'm grateful for that.
You wouldn't want to hear someone who sings really well, who's in recovery?
I just don't want to have to watch any television shows.
Well, you wouldn't have to. You can watch on YouTube.
Well, maybe I'll do that.
Okay. You okay?
I'm fine.
I'm not so sure. Tell us what's really going on in that pretty little head of yours.
What's going on in my head right now is, give me Jesus.
We just got back from choir practice. Okay, I'm going to go on record here right now.
Yeah.
We should be Baptists or something. Because, I don't know, because, you know, you go to like a Baptist church, they've got like a band that plays like harmonious music, because let me tell you, the Methodist Church, the hymns.
And these are classic traditional hymns.
It all sounds like Onward Christian Soldiers to me.
They may be traditional hymns.
No, Onward Christian Soldiers actually has more of a cadence than these do.
That's what I told him. I said Onward Christian Soldiers has a melody to it. Most of these don't have
a melody.
It
all sounds like Onward Christian Soldiers played on an upright piano.
Dude, these sound these sound like Onward Christian Soldiers on a washboard.
Ah.
With the juice harp. So it is juice harp?
Yeah.
Is it
like that.
Juice harp or Jews harp? I don't want it
I don't know.
Want it to sound strangely racist or something.
That's a Jews harp.
Jews harp?
I don't know.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, yes, it is Rosh Hashanah, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, not by the time this show goes
up.
Like, are you kidding? It'll be Hanukkah.
722 or something like that.
Yeah. It'll be Hanukkah by the time this show goes up. Happy Hanukkah. Where's my yarmulke? Adam Sandler, come on.
I know it is.
We like Adam Sandler.
I love Adam Sandler.
Decided to move to the next segment, though.
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. See, I didn't think Shelley was really ready.
No,
and
I wasn't.
You were right.
So, you know, I was just stringing it along until she got ready. She's still not ready.
There's something lacking about the Boozy News without the music stand.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any ink and we don't have any paper to print the stuff out.
I have tons of it at my work.
Okay. Let's see here. We've got shout-outs to, I'll just make it up. Sarah, Fran, Robert, Bill, Phil, Donald, Deborah, Chris.
Connor?
Well, we'll give him a shout. We'll give Connor a shout-out anyway, but he didn't send anything in.
Well, that's lame. Then he doesn't get a shout.
Shout in.
He's shout in. He's in college now. He's a big, you know, studly college guy. He doesn't have time
shout.
For
shout.
Let's see.
Let it all out. It's the Boozy News you can't do without. Come on.
Okay. In Alabama.
In Alabama?
Yes. There is a little bit of a problem. The ACLU is suing. Of course, they do that a lot.
Yeah, like okay. That's news.
What did somebody do that made sense this time?
Basically, if you breathe in the wrong direction, they sue. One town is trying to push through a law that would give first nonviolent offenders, the option to either go to jail or to attend church. And the ACLU...
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah. The ACLU says, you can't do that. Which, in this case, I actually happen to agree with them because separation of church and state.
Whoa.
What?
That's not what separation of church and state is about. In our Constitution, all it says is that the country cannot have an organized national religion.
Doesn't shall make no laws respecting
a national religion.
But when you look at other decisions that have been based on that, you can't do that.
But they've gotten so far off base from what the Constitution reads that separation of church and state has taken on a whole new meaning than what the...
Well, all the things now are like the people suing because they don't want there to be the Ten Commandments in, you know, the Senate or something.
How about a prayer in the locker room before the big football game?
Yeah. Well,
that's not
the government.
Yeah, that's a private organization.
But it's a public school. And so they have sued and won.
Yes, that's true. And I have to agree with that.
Commie.
I'm sorry. I just don't think that...
Would you say commoner?
Commie.
I thought you said commoner.
Think that the government should in any way be endorsing or...
It's not. A bunch of football players are saying a prayer before they go out on the field.
I don't care about the football players. I'm talking about the kids in school. I don't think that the school, which is a public institution, should be pushing any kind of religion on the kids.
They're not pushing any kind of religion.
So when my kid got flyers from Faith Community Church in their elementary school... That was okay. That was not okay.
Flyers for? I really don't care.
In fact, I went to the school and bitched about
it. What were they flyers for?
For youth events at the church.
Perfect.
I don't want my kid. I don't want anybody's kid feeling like the school is telling them that church is the right church to go to.
Well, then they should give out ones from all the churches.
You go or you don't go.
Yeah. What if there's a Jewish thing?
For Christ's sakes.
Jeez, old
Pete. Yeah, what if there's a Jewish thing?
Well, we didn't ever hear about those. I'm sure there were. We just didn't hear about them. All right. Okay.
Let's have the holiday or winter pageant instead of the Christmas thing at school.
They don't call it a Christmas thing anymore. It's the winter thing.
That's what I said.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm listening. I'm reading the next story.
I think that's lame. I think it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It is
Merry
Christmas. Yes.
Okay, I've moved on to the next story now.
Not Merry. Not Merry, not a national holiday.
It'll be Christmas by the time this show gets... It'll be Christmas by the time we get to the next story.
Go ahead.
In Santa Cruz, California.
California, baby.
Apparently, it is illegal to abuse ducks.
It's illegal to what?
Abuse ducks.
Do you smoke them or snort them?
Deputies received a call
duck
that a woman...
Smoke quack.
that a woman in the business district in Santa Cruz was obviously intoxicated and was throwing a duck around.
Wow.
It's not known whether the duck was wild or domesticated or if it was even her pet. Her name has not been released. She was taken to jail on public intoxication charges while the deputies tried to catch the duck.
She had no problems catching it.
No, yeah. She didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say. Must have been a pet. The two unloaded deputies can't catch a duck, but she's all hammered and she has no problem.
It says the woman was throwing the duck repeatedly to the ground and apparently trying to strangle it with some sort of leash.
You know what we call that? Wow. Dinner prep.
Wow.
Getting ready for
tenderizing.
Dinner.
Tenderizing.
Would cutting the head off a chicken be considered a problem?
Well, I don't think you're allowed to do that in public.
I'm not going to do it in the house.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Would
That's
be willing to bet that, like, depending where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that doesn't come up a lot in Los Angeles County. Hey, yeah. Can you cut off a chicken's head in your front yard?
I was in Idaho, winged a duck. Duck was bouncing around on the ground. I picked the duck up and spun it very quickly, snapping its neck, which killed it. And then I breasted it out and had it for dinner.
There you go.
Yeah.
In Pompano Beach.
Pompano Beach.
Florida!
Thank you.
You're
Florida,
welcome.
Yes. Broward Sheriff's Office detective was arrested this week after stealing $1,300 in a sting orchestrated to catch him. Brent Woodell, 37 years old, he was hired in 2001. And one of his fellow officers went to their sergeant and said, I think that he's taking, because they're both in the drug trafficking division,
mm-hmm.
or the anti-drug trafficking division, whatever, thought that
the
maybe he was skimming.
Division.
So this is an example of what you guys are always saying when you talk about, on the show, about how,
how
5 ounces of coke came in, but only 4 went into the evidence locker.
Yeah, or the money.
Yes, well, in this case, when he busted, quote-unquote, the bad guy, he took a bag of OxyContin and $7,340 in cash. When he turned the stuff into the evidence locker, all the pills were there, but there was less than $6,000.
He was set up.
Well, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but he still did it. Let's see.
Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but he still did it. That's almost like an O.J. Simpson verdict.
Yeah. The billfold don't fit.
There's a new Facebook page. You can go and look it up.
I can't.
Well, no, you can't. It's because you're...
Do you have to like it to look at it? Because I can't if I do.
I don't know. I haven't actually been to it because it sounds really stupid.
How do you
That's
know
why
it's
I didn't
Are
go.
Are you too full of like?
Yes, he's too full of like. I thought it sounded really stupid. It's called Textercise. And it's a Facebook page to show you how to do an exercise program that combines text messaging with aerobics. And if that isn't the dumbest thing you've ever heard, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
In Brazil, Rosa Celestrino de Assis, who was in her 60s and was suffering from pneumonia, was wrongly pronounced dead by the attending doctor and woke up in the morgue.
Wow.
Whoops.
With her daughter tearfully standing over her saying goodbye.
Wouldn't that have scared the crap out of the daughter?
Oh,
it did. She freaked out and screamed, Mama's alive, Mama's alive.
Yeah, it's a good thing she didn't whack her with something. Hit her. Upside the head with something.
Yeah, that would have put a damper on it.
You know what would have been awesome?
What?
If they would have had those idiots from Ghost Adventures there.
Yeah.
Looking at the morgue, have one of the bodies
God.
Just sit straight up.
Did you see that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be oh, my God. Someone gets up off the slab.
That wasn't in the script.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Well, in Waukesha... Waukesha, I think that was Michigan.
Waukesha.
I could be wrong. It could be Wisconsin. But at any rate, a 45-year-old Postal Service employee was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving on Saturday. After police received a call...
Was he in his van? His mail van?
After police received a call that a mail delivery vehicle had struck other vehicles and was attempting to drive away without reporting the collision.
How'd they know the vehicle was mail?
A mail delivery
M-A-I-L.
That's something
to do with the pipe.
They were trafficking men?
Yeah.
Had
a pipe in his tail?
His BAC was .18. So he was a little bit tipsy.
Just a little
He was a little over the edge.
Yeah, just a little bit. Part of the problem was that it wasn't just those two cars that he hit. Apparently, there were other people that started calling in saying that he was like pinballing around his route.
Yeah, we know that.
Pinball.
We know. Drunken pinball.
In Tampa.
Florida.
Thank you. County deputies say that Christopher Mills brought a nine-month-old baby to a bar fight.
Did it win?
No.
Wait, I always thought the thing was don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Or don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Don't bring a baby to a bar fight. That's a T-shirt.
Should be.
That is a T-shirt. Deputies say that he went to the Shenanigans bar with the child.
I call this shenanigans.
And this is what gets me. He started the fight, but this guy is shy a little bit of testosterone because he started the fight by pulling a guy's hair.
Do you know it would be funny if the baby started the fight?
No, the baby didn't start
the fight. Yeah, that would be even funnier. Land two punches, hold the baby up in front of you. Land two more punches, hold the baby up in front of you.
No, he passed the baby off to someone else and then reached over and grabbed a guy's hair and pulled it.
Did he win the bar fight?
Apparently he must have, because after the fight, he tried to drive home with the child.
That don't mean he won.
Was it his child?
It doesn't say whether it was his child or not.
I mean, he tried to drive home with the child, really?
It was just a random Fight Club child.
Yeah.
Just somebody's kid he grabbed off the street.
You know what it was? The child was the trophy.
No, the kid is now with child protection.
It was the reward.
Let's see. In South Dakota, there's a Burger King manager who got into a drunk argument with a coworker one night. Then, in order to settle the fight, demanded that they go back to his apartment and settle it with a sword fight.
Wow.
With a baby.
No, there was no baby.
Can you mind if I use this baby as a shield?
Solomon move.
And it doesn't say who won that fight either.
Wow. The guy that's still alive.
Yeah, the guy who doesn't have the big gash in his body.
Yeah, really.
It doesn't say anything other than that?
No. Well, that was just a blurb, really. The one
that's
about the sword
lame
fight.
Blurb. Get us all hyped up about a sword fight, and then we don't even know who won.
How do you think they had it?
In New York, you can now go to a regular AMC theater, and they will serve you dinner and cocktails.
They're trying anything to get people to come and spend money.
Yep, they sure are. They are offering in certain theaters within this complex, this AMC complex, certain of their theaters, they have recliners along with a menu and cocktails for those over 21.
That's awesome.
You can press a call button at your seat to get service.
And then after midnight, they show pornos. It's a call girl button.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they have a happy ending?
Push the call girl button from your recliner.
I wonder who the head waitress is.
The one with the dirty knees.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one so that you guys can make walking dog jokes.
She works under the table.
Five members of a gang believed to supply dogs to restaurants across Asia.
Oh, wow.
Were sentenced on Monday to 8 months in jail for attempting to smuggle more than 1,200 dogs across the Mekong River into Laos.
101 ways to walk your dog.
Apparently, it's not legal to eat dogs in all Asian countries, contrary to popular belief.
I didn't know it was legal to do it in most Asian countries, actually.
I believe it is.
I know you can in the Philippines.
You can get a sliced dog sandwich at your local Arfies.
Well, I don't... Arfies? You know what? See, many people... I don't even know if Arby's is across the country.
Apparently, you can eat
people
dogs
around
in
here
Vietnam.
Get it.
They're a delicacy.
I think you can eat dog in the Philippines. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You can eat dog in Upland if you...
You know the right restaurant.
You know how to prepare it.
All right. Well, that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located within walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or www.new-way-foundation.com. Helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So,
where'd the chocolate go?
Bruce ate it.
You ate it all?
Look in his left hand. He's got a microphone.
This is my solid milk chocolate one.
He's got a microphone.
Oh, Shelly thought that one.
And chocolate.
Yeah. I wanted a piece of the other one.
With a chocolate ring around his lips, trying to explain he didn't have any. Just like the 9-year-old.
You know what? Isn't that great? Yeah. I saw a video, and it's like this woman comes home, and she looks in her kitchen, and there's trash all over the kitchen. She goes, here's what the problem is. She goes, I have two dogs. She goes, I've always figured that it's the little dog getting the stuff out of the trash because – when the little dog's not here, the stuff never disappears out of the trash. She goes, so I'm walking around to find where the dogs are so I can look at them and see which one looks like they might have been doing it. She goes in, and the big dog, it's one of those tops that go on a trash can in a kitchen, mm-hmm, where like the lid thing swings around. Mm-hmm. It's stuck over the big dog's head. And she goes, I guess we know which one was in the trash. And the dog's sitting there, he's got the look on his face. He's got his head through the thing of the trash can. It's awesome. It's like the little kid with the just got crap
chocolate,
all over him.
Chocolate ring around his lips.
Or he's got he's got like marker all over his hands and face. And
who was drawing
he's like,
on the
I
wall?
Didn't draw on the wall.
It wasn't me.
Sweet. So, Shelly, what's our topic?
It's something to do with God.
How important?
How important is God?
Okay. I'll take how important is God for 200, Alex. Alexa.
Very.
Very.
Oh, what is very
important?
No, you said, I'll take, how important is God for 200? But in Jeopardy, you have to phrase your, and my answer was very, as in very important, but in Jeopardy, you have to phrase your answer as a question.
Okay. I was just picking a category.
Okay.
I wasn't answering the question.
Oh, okay. Well, then go ahead.
How important is he? I don't know. I think it depends. For me, I found that it's important. I've met people in the program who got sober as atheists and stayed atheists for years and years and years and years while still apparently working program okay. This particular individual said, I'm not God, so I'm not relying on myself to be God. He doesn't really believe there was a God. Now, interestingly enough, the guy has a God now. But for years and years, they used to call him Ill the Sick One. And he didn't have one. I don't know. I can pretty much tell pretty quickly when I forget to pray. I don't know if that happens for a lot of people, but it happens for me. How about you? Does it happen to you, Mark?
Yeah, I can usually tell pretty early on in the day when I forgot to open my day up with a prayer of thanks and panic.
I heard one of our friends at a meeting the other day say that he and his wife get up every morning.
Yes.
And they pray for each other and they pray for the day. And I thought, my wife doesn't do that for me. I get up in the morning and pray for her every morning.
She prays for life insurance.
And I pray for her to come and pray with me, but she never comes. I figured it wasn't God's will or she'd be there.
That's right.
Okay. A, that's crap. B,
wow.
How do you know what I'm praying for?
No, you're not praying with me.
You said that my wife doesn't pray for me.
Not with me.
You've never asked if we can pray together, number one.
Can we pray together?
When?
Well, I was just getting rid of the number one. You can move to number two now.
Okay, so now that you've asked, when would you like to do this? Because would you like to do this? Let's see. Well, we could do it at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right before I go to work.
We could do it at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right before I go to work.
I won't be here.
You're not going to be here tomorrow morning? Where are you going?
Maybe I'll be here tomorrow morning. But if you wanted to make a habit of this,
I'm
we
just
can't
talking
do that.
About
because you take forever to wake up.
You could pray about that.
I'm supposed to pray that I will be done. Not, God, please get Bruce out of bed.
How important is that?
There's probably certain ways you could get him up.
I've mentioned that before. I've mentioned it on the show even. I can think of a surefire way to wake me up.
So
guaranteed.
So, Shelley.
Yes, so, should we veer back off of this topic and on to the real topic?
Newcomer shows up at the program, says to you, I don't want to drink or use ever again, and I don't know what to do, and I really like what you guys are sharing, except for this God thing. What do you tell them?
I think I have to start with willingness. Because you don't actually have to believe in God. You just have to have a willingness to be open to what the program has to offer. Do you have the necessary willingness? And if they have the necessary willingness, that's enough to make a start. It says in the 12 and 12, that's all you need to make a start. I have said, actually, on one occasion when somebody said that to me, that I don't like this whole God thing. I said, well, it's your conception of whatever that is. You don't even have to call it God. You can call it George. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. It's your concept of God. We need to talk about how you feel about that. Your concept of a higher power, how you feel about that, not God, mm-hmm. of a higher power. I don't know. There's a friend of mine online that whenever people start getting into the heated God debates on one of the recovery boards, he always types in, God is optional.
Higher power is mandatory.
He doesn't type in that part, just okay. The God is optional part. I mean, at some point, the thing is, you know, everybody wants to talk about how you don't have to believe in this, you don't have to believe in that, but the bottom line is at some point, you have to get a higher power. You can't get around that.
You have to believe in something, right?
Yeah, something bigger than yourself. You can't. You just can't get
well,
around
see,
it.
That's what makes it easy for most people, though, because, yeah, you have to get a higher power. But that higher power doesn't necessarily have to be God. And I think that's what would do it for me. Like, if I had a newcomer ask me, I'd go, you know what? Great. Don't call it God. You know, like what Shelley said. You know, choose your own conception. It can be whatever you want. You know, have it be George. Have it be Barney the Purple Dinosaur. I don't care. But as long as it's you have a higher power and you're not it.
There was that book that was written by that guy whose higher power was Thor. The Thunder God.
That's a god.
Thor.
I had a guy sponsored for 9 months. His higher power was a brown tie with yellow polka dots on it.
A brown
okay,
tie with yellow
strange.
Polka dots?
Yep. Because he was desperate for this program, but
he was really powerless.
He was an absolute atheist.
And if that brown tie's got more power than you do, then you're pretty surrendered.
And so I went to his house, and I picked the ugliest tie out of his closet, and I tied it to the doorknob inside his bedroom and said, get on your knees and pray to it every morning when you get up and every night before you go to bed. And he did.
Where is he?
He died sober.
Oh. Well, I mean, good and bad at the same time.
Yeah.
Shout out, and I'm sorry.
I knew somebody, actually, who's... For a very, very, very long time, like 10 years, whose higher power was a rock.
My higher power was rock for a long time.
No, a rock. A rock that she got out of the ground.
Oh.
She kept it, she washed it off and kept it in her purse because she figured, the way she looked at it, she was an atheist, but she figured that the rock had been around before she was here, and the rock was still going to be around after she was gone. So obviously the rock had something she didn't have.
You got a really hard crust.
You know how you know that? Because if you hit the rock and the rock hits you, you'll get hurt a lot worse than the rock will.
Yeah. So.
Question, Bruce.
Yes.
Do you think it makes a difference to newcomers in the meetings when people with time share about their higher power compared to sharing about God? Do you think the words matter?
To newcomers?
Yes.
I think it would probably only matter to newcomers, really, because there are many, 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 many people I hear that use the term higher power when, in fact, they could be using God, because I know they're at one with God, but they use the term higher power. I think to a newcomer, I think that the way that Bill put it about writing the book is, like, really the way it is. He said, you know, if we started talking about God right off the bat, we would drive people insane. He goes, they'd just turn around and walk right away. Like, what the heck is this? You know, and then furthermore, if you were to talk to Bill about the entire purpose of the program is to get you back in touch with a power greater than yourself, which is God. So, you know, when, you know, it's sort of like why the steps are suggested. You know, the steps are suggested just like they suggest you take a parachute if you jump out of a plane. Yeah, we really think you should do it. But if you tell the alcoholic he has to, if you tell an alcoholic he has to believe in God, he's going to immediately rebel.
Right.
So I think that maybe to the newcomer that would make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you hear God, 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 you are going to assume it's a religious mm-hmm. program, which a lot of people have probably neatly evaded for a long time as religion.
Yeah. People share about higher power or God, however they want to put it. You know, I think it's important to use the term higher power when you're in a meeting with a lot of newcomers. I think it's a great disservice to newcomers when you start to attach a more personal name than either higher power or God.
Jesus.
I knew a guy that used to go to the 502 Club, and I can't remember what his name is, but it doesn't matter because he would remain anonymous. But he was, I don't even know what his religion was, but he would say, like, Yahweh, the one and true God, or something. Like, as if everybody else's God was no good. You know,
uh-huh.
Yahweh, the one and true God. And I'd be like, the one and true? Oh, and I used to think that, you know, and who knows, maybe newcomers don't even give a shit about what he says. But at the same time, if I was someone that came in who had a strong religious background, and, you know, let's say I come in and I'm a born-again Christian, and my belief is that it's Jesus, and some guy says Yahweh, the only one and true God, I don't think either one of them should be listing theirs as the one and true. You could do that in church. If you're at a church where one is, you know, Buddha's the guy,
yeah.
Then talk about Buddha at church,
right.
You know, as being the one true or whatever. Or
does the Buddhist in an AA meeting figure this program is not for them when the Yahweh, the one and true God, gets shared?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Because certainly if you just use the term higher power, your higher power can be Buddha. Your higher power can be Mother Nature. I mean, your higher power can be whatever
in.
You want.
Yeah. Good orderly direction.
Group of drunks. That works. What do you think, Shelley? Besides the fact that I know they're not praying to Buddha.
I don't know. I try to share in a general way about higher power rather than God, but to be honest, God slips out of my mouth quite often. Just because that's what I call him. It actually bothers me a little bit when people start using words like Jesus Christ and Yahweh and Allah and whatever, you know, whatever personalization.
Mm-hmm.
It actually bothers me a little bit. Not, I mean, I'm a Christian, and when somebody in a meeting starts sharing about Jesus Christ, I get this sort of, you know, like earlier we were talking about separation of church and state.
Uh-huh.
I get this sort of separation of church,
and program.
Program going here. You know, I mean, I go to church. I enjoy a relationship with God and
uh-huh.
Jesus Christ as my Savior, but if I stood up and said that in a meeting, I would feel extremely uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
how many people you just sent out?
Yeah, I mean, we had once at the big speaker meeting I used to go to.
Everyone
we had a guy,
in PayPal just turned us off.
We had a guy that used to bring flyers for his AA meeting that was Christian-based, and I said, you can't put that there. I was the literature person at the time. I said, I'm sorry, but you can't put that there. And he said, what do you mean? It's an AA meeting. I said, no, it's not an AA meeting because you're using Jesus Christ as the group's higher power. And he had a big stink over it. He made a big stink over it because, well, don't you know how I've got 32 years of sobriety. Now I know what the, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he just couldn't put that there.
Yeah, just because you got 32 years doesn't mean you know anything about the traditions.
I don't know. Whatever. He got sober in 1976, and he made sure everybody knew it. He had a medallion that said 76 on it, and the side of his books had 1976 on it. And I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. But you can't put your stupid flyers there. And he, I don't think he ever came back after the third time he tried.
Wow.
That girl.
Shelly ran a guy with 30-some years out of a meeting.
I'm sorry. You just can't do that.
You're right.
That's I don't know. I mean, I've seen, I have actually heard a newcomer at one meeting that I went to, this was a while back, get up and go on a tirade because somebody had been doing the whole personalized God thing. And he said, you know, I thought this wasn't a religious program. I don't, and he went off on the meeting.
Times.
And left because he was so disturbed by the fact that these people, a couple of people had shared about their personal Jesus or whatever.
I'd go after him.
I think somebody did. I mean, I was really new at the time. This was a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah. I think you need to go after him and just sit him down and say, look, what you were hearing were people's opinions and their feelings. Why don't you sit down for a few minutes and share with me
your feelings? Actually, you know, that's true, though. It's kind of like, you know, and it's weird in a weird sort of way because, you know, it would probably be best if everyone stuck to the term higher power because then you're really not excluding anyone. But, you know, it's even like Shelley would, like Shelley says, you know, Shelley uses the term God. I wonder if the guy whose higher power is Jesus gets offended by that. Or I wonder, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, like someone might say, oh, that guy said Jesus. You know, some other guy sitting out there go, well, you say God. You know, some guy whose higher power is whatever it is, whatever religion he happens to be in. And maybe they don't call it God. Maybe they call it, maybe he's a Muslim. Maybe they call it Allah. Maybe he's praying to Allah. And you know what? And he's like, well, you're saying God.
Yeah, now, you know, my higher power, which I call God, is kind of a cross between Vito Corleone and Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow.
He's pretty serious and can take you out and has a hell of a sense of humor.
Someone asked me how I was doing today. You know what I said?
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
I didn't say outstanding. I said, I'm so good that God is doing cartwheels.
Hmm.
You know what? And
that's
I've heard
a rather
that
strange mental picture, but okay.
Oh. I've heard that many times. Oh, by the way, Shelley, what are your final words on the subject of how important is God?
Oh, are we at that time? Wow, we're way past time. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't have any pearls of wisdom
golly
on this subject.
Golly gosh darn it.
Yeah, golly gosh darn it.
Golly gosh gee willikers.
I say that a lot. You know, all that's required to make a start is willingness. You don't have to have anything other than that. You don't even have to believe. I mean, you know, I was lucky that I believed when I came in, but I know a lot of people that don't, and they seem to, you know, some of them, the ones that really want it, seem to muddle through just fine. They find their higher power in the end. Just find one and use it.
Mark,
yes.
Final words.
Whatever you use when you come in, as long as you realize that there is a higher power and it's not you.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. And it's if you have the willingness, as Shelley said, if you have the willingness to grow in your spirituality, you'll get where you need to be.
I heard a song one time. It's like, you know, I just went to a meeting on the 11th step talking about some deity I've never met. You know, and then he says something like, you know, he says something about the condition, and then he says, I've decided to put myself in that position. I am my own higher power. I am my own God. I need to find that those guys that actually got a lot of program humorous music. So.
What?
Shelley.
Yes.
Who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white
meat. The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have an email to you or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. And you can go to recovery101.net and go to the banner and click on it and get two hits for the price of one. Go to his website, and you can also inquire about, did I say franchise opportunities? No, the franchise opportunities. You inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg. And Mark, who are our friends online?
I was just tell Bruce if he shuts his mic off, he won't have to whisper on the phone. that would be intherooms.com. You can go to In the Rooms, which is kind of Facebook of recovery, and you can go to the site and put up a profile. You can go to the A of your choice and
enter it.
You can enter it gently. It'd be nice to ask the people around for permission.
Awesome.
And they have speaker tapes and chat rooms, online meetings. There are all different things to see. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101.
Yes, you can.
Which is our embedded player. And listen to the show while you search the site, and it's all free.
That's awesome.
Bruce, do we have any email addresses?
We do. Matter of fact, don't forget Recovery Idol. You've heard a few of these lately. If you guys think you can do a better job, please send some in. You will send Recovery Idol is a 30 to 60 second jingle. It's got to mention Recovery 101. Send it to any of the following email addresses: recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. What, Shelly? Shelly is shaking her head.
I said on the last show that it's best if you send the jingles to recovery101radio@gmail.com because it's
got
to go on my desktop.
Yeah,
and I'm the one who checks that email.
God's calling. See how important God is? He's calling. I'll tell you, though, there have been many times that I've asked you if you've checked, like, Boozy News and stuff, and many times you haven't found ones I've sent you, and they send to those email addresses, and I check the other one all the time.
I check that one email address, and I check it every Wednesday and every Sunday.
Oh, I check it almost every day.
Amazingly enough, when I check
the
it,
recovery
none
underscore,
of the things have been
the
read.
Recovery underscore 101 at Hotmail, I check every day.
So I don't check that one. I don't even have the password for that. How am I supposed to check it?
Right. So if someone sends it to there, I'll make sure it goes to you.
But wouldn't it just be easier if they send it to mine so that then I can
yeah,
put it on
I
my
agree.
Desktop?
I'm falling asleep. Anyway, recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack staff, that's at our crack advertising staff, that's at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
8 days clean.
8 days clean. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Good night.